Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So outside of the debate over the balloting in the presidential election, we know we've got a runoff happening in Georgia. Both U.S. Senate seats up for grabs. And boy, everything is on the line for Democrats and for Republicans. And I don't think it's crazy to say for the future of the country, because we just have such different visions of what we want America to be like. Bill Pasko is with the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Group that is helping to recruit volunteers in Georgia. And Bill is with us this morning. Are you actually in Georgia right now, Bill?
I am not in Georgia, but Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund is headquartered in Cherokee County, which is just north of Metro Atlanta. So that's where the organization is headquartered,
gotcha.
And that's where we're on the ground. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like from my Democrat friends who, you know, may not talk to me but still post things on Facebook and haven't blocked me, that a lot of Democrat activists are taking holiday time and going to Georgia, and they're canvassing, doing the ballot harvesting push that appears to have been very successful for them. Are Republicans taking a cue there? I mean, what are Republicans doing to try to be competitive in Georgia?
Well, let's talk turnout, because that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Runoffs typically see a massive drop-off between the November general election and then the January runoff for obvious reasons, because people aren't used to voting in January. It doesn't happen all that often. You know, we gear ourselves up for that first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, and then we go about our business. So it's on both sides, it's going to be a question of turnout. Historically, Republicans have turned out better in the runoffs than Democrats have. But frankly, we've got a unique situation this year. If we assume that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in as president and vice president on January 20th, then these two Senate races in Georgia will determine whether or not he has to work with Republicans sitting at the table because Republicans are still in control of the Senate, or does he get to do whatever he wants because Democrats have taken control of the Senate.
Right.
Democrats are very excited in Georgia about that prospect. Maybe they can give him a tie, a 50-50 tie in the Senate, where the tie would be broken by his vice president. Republicans, I got to tell you, are just as excited about the prospect of making sure that they have a seat at the table and that we don't have a repeat of the first 2 years of the Obama administration, where we had that $1 trillion stimulus package that didn't stimulate anything, where we got Obamacare, where the House passed cap and trade, where we got the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. And I'm making air quotes around mm-hmm. financial reform. You know, that ended up restricting loans and killing community banks and killing small communities because it killed the community banks.
Right.
It's
here in Virginia, we know something about this because Democrats just took over the governor's mansion, the House of Delegates, and the state Senate. And boy, they have not paused for a second pushing through their agenda items here in Virginia. So I think we'll see that nationally, too, if that happens.
You're absolutely right. The parade of horribles, if the Democrats get control of the Senate, they'll still have control of the House. If they control the Senate, the House, and the White House, we know what's coming. They're going to pack the court. They're going to break the filibuster. They're going to add the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as states. They're going to have four new Democratic senators in perpetuity. That's going to make it almost impossible for Republicans ever to take back the Senate.
Yeah.
Then they're going to push through an amnesty for 15 to 20 million illegal immigrants, make them citizens, the vast majority of whom would vote for Democrats. So Republicans would never again win a presidential race. And that's before we even get to the policy. That's just the foundational stuff. That's just changing the rules of the game in perpetuity. Then you get the higher taxes. Then you get the climate change. Then you get the Green New Deal. Then you get Medicare for all. Oh, my goodness. Republicans have a good reason to be working their butts off in Georgia. There's no doubt about it. The president will be there on Saturday. We know there's nobody who can turn out Republican voters, who can energize Republican voters as much as President Trump. So it's great news that he's decided to go to Georgia to campaign with David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. But, you know, it's going to be street by street, house by house, door by door. This really is hand to hand political combat at this point in Georgia for the next 5 weeks.
I'm wondering, when I see these stories on CNN about 940,000 mail-in ballots have already been requested in Georgia, do you think that the majority of those are Democrat or Republican? Is it split? I'm wondering whether Republicans are, I don't even know what analogy to use, whether we are fighting a battle with 20th century tools and it's a 21st century battle, and we're about to find out a second time in just a couple of months that we just didn't go about this the right way.
Well, there is a separate battle going on right now with the Secretary of State. Republicans in the state very much believe that the Secretary of State, who's a Republican, he was elected in 2018, Brad Raffensperger, they think that he made a colossal mistake back in the springtime. He may have done something actually unconstitutional. As in most states, the Georgia legislature writes the laws regarding the elections. And one of the laws is how you handle absentee ballots, how you apply, how you verify signatures. And the law says that you have to verify both the application for an absentee ballot and the envelope that the ballot arrives in. Both of them have to have a signature. And that's supposed to be the signature of the voter who's voting by absentee ballot. And that signature by law must be matched against the signature on file in the voter registration database for the state. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Back in the spring, the Secretary of State made a decision to enter into an agreement with the Democrats. There were no Republicans at the table, no Republican organizations. But you had Stacey Abrams, who was the Democrat candidate for governor 2 years ago. Her group, the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and the Democratic Party of Georgia all entered into an agreement. And, you know, you didn't hear me say Republicans. There was not a single Republican group at the table. All these Democrat groups entered into an agreement with the Secretary of State of Georgia, and they changed the process for verifying signatures. Now, you don't have to match the signature against the signature on file in the voter registration database. Now you just have to match the signature on the application against the signature on the absentee ballot envelope. Well, guess what, John? If you were going to commit absentee ballot fraud and apply for an absentee ballot in the name of, say, another voter, and you signed it, you fraudulently signed the application, and then you fraudulently signed the ballot, well, of course, those two signatures would match because those are the signatures that were
right.
signed right. by the fraudster.
Gotcha.
But they would match one another. So that's not verification.
And is that going to change in time for January 5th and the
runoff? You have just raised the $64,000 question. This is what Republicans very much want. They're trying to get the Secretary of State to recognize that he screwed up in the spring. The problem is it's hard to get somebody to acknowledge a mistake that colossal.
Yeah. And once he goes back on that, boy, he opens the can of worms that he probably doesn't
want. Yes, he does.
Man, that's a tough spot to be in. Listen, we'll talk again, I'm sure, as we get closer to January 5th, the big runoff for both U.S. Senate seats in Georgia. Bill Pasko is with the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund, and I appreciate you coming on and kind of illuminating what's on the line in Georgia.
Thanks,
it's everything.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.